Hepatitis gets a knockout punch. Just a few hours ago, I placed a call to my civil lawyer, Brett Grote, of the Pittsburgh-based Abolitionist Law Center. I could hear the excitement in his voice. Then he told me that we had won the Abu Jamal versus Wetzel case, and the judge, Judge Robert Mariani, granted our motion for a preliminary injunction, ordering healthcare staff to cease their unconstitutional protocol and begin treatment of my hepatitis infection with direct-acting antiviral medications. It was good to hear and good to win. I thought of the good, hard work by Brett and attorney Bob Boyle. I thought of the many people who filled the courtroom because of the organizing prowess of Sister Pam Africa, Dr. Suzanne Ross, Dr. Johanna Fernandez, and others who made it happen. I thought of Dr. Joseph Harris, M.D., who, as an expert witness, hushed the courtroom by his medical explanations, which made scientific arguments so clear that anyone could understand it. And I thought of thousands of prisoners in Pennsylvania suffering from the ravages of hepatitis C, and now who have hope. I thought of the prisoners who suffered from hepatitis C and died from this infection as their liver failed to function. They did not live long enough to see this day. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.